the rabbis prohibited gvinas akum, cheese made by Gentiles. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Ram and Hayom and Aleph, even discusses they didn't even want to reveal the reason for it. But ultimately, the Gemara gives different reasons for the decree. One of the main reasons given is that the standard way of making cheese is you took the rennet, the enzymes from the lining of the stomach of a non-kosher animal. So you took the lining from the stomach of a novella, trefa, and you turn it into cheese. That's the way you put it into the milk, and it turns into cheese. Since the animals used by Gentiles were not slaughtered properly, they were unkosher. So therefore we're talking about rennet, which is not kosher. So therefore, if the rennet wasn't kosher and that caused the cheese, you put it in the milk and it created the cheese, so they forbade the cheese. Why? What's the difference if it's an animal that was slaughtered, not slaughtered? Either way, isn't the lining of the stomach meat anyway? So how can you make cheese with them? What's the difference? Why do Chazal say if there was a slaughtered animal, then if there's no, as we'll see, if you work out the other issues of bito and other, then it could be kosher. But let's, what's the difference between cheese made with the stomach linings of a kosher slaughtered animal than one made with the stomach linings of a non-kosher animal? They seem to both be a problem of basar v'chalav, milk and meat together. So the commentators explain the Mefarshim explain that the meat flavor of the kosher stomachs is bato. Why? Because we have halacha bito b'shishim. So there's not more milk than there are from the rennet. So therefore, we say it's bato b'shishim. So if it's bato b'shishim, so what's the difference if it came from a non-kosher product or a kosher product? Because it's a concept called a dover hamamid, something which is a catalyst, let's say. It gives form to the product. So this halacha of a dover hamamid can't be bato. But since it's a non-kosher rennet that turns the milk into cheese, we can't consider the rennet to be not existing, even though in theory it would be bato b'shishim. But if the rennet is from a kosher slaughtered animal, so then you can't say, but it's no longer basar v'chalav. Since the Isser Basar V'chalav only applies where there's a mix of discernible flavors of meat and milk. So therefore, non-kosher stomachs are davar hamamid, so we don't say by a kosher animal, we could say it's batul b'shishim. If it's batul b'shishim, then it should be okay. But if it's not batul b'shishim, but if it's a non-kosher animal, even though it's 60 times, since it's a davar hamamid, it doesn't work. Also, regarding the kosher animal, the Rambam asked, and the Mefarshim asked, the Rambam is in Hilchos Macholas Asuras, Perak Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, that right, even though one is, we have a principle, Eim Evatlin Iser Lechatchila, you're not able to purposely nullify our something which is Asur, a forbidden flavor. So how could we use a kosher animal? How could we use a kosher rennet? I mean, rennet from a kosher animal that was slaughtered. Nevertheless, even though we normally apply Eimavatlin Isser Lechatchila, one may use kosher animal stomachs to produce kosher cheese if they were completely dried up, they became nifsel. So if they were nifsel, they're not considered edible. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, he's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, so that's the difference between a kosher animal slaughtered versus not is, if it's just a kosher animal, and it's nifstel, so everything is, but so it would be applied to the normal cloud, bitul besishim. But by a davar hamamid, we don't say bitul, so even though by a non-kosher animal, it might be 60 times more milk and a lot more, but since the rennet is non-kosher, that's the catalyst, so we say a davar hamamid doesn't become bitul, that's a shaila, it's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. So that's one of the reasons the Gemara gives why Gvinas Akum is prohibited, because we're concerned, since we don't know, we're concerned it might come from a non-kosher animal, the rennet, and therefore, as we'll see, we need either a Jew watching the process, a Jew being part of the process, in order to change it from to Gvinas Akum to Gvinas Yisrael.